I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go back to Washington, hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin after tonight's win.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin. Presented by Sinley Foon. Find your next cooking adventure at Sinley Foon, 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, the Cook's Asian Resource.
Bob runs early, runs late. How nice was it to see the offense come to life?
Yeah, some crooked numbers. You know, obviously in the first was huge, you know, with the homer there, kind of playing off, scoring a few runs the last game, and then getting some couple runs in fourth and sixth. And obviously the seventh inning was big for us. So, you know, we're capable of doing these things, and it's good to see us backing up two games in a row.
And not that you wanted it, but it turned out to be a little bit of a tester with the tie game. Nice to see the offense come back and respond.
Yeah, I mean, we need to do that. We put a lot of pressure on the pitch in here, so time to hold up that end of the bargain.
A couple mistakes by you in that one inning, but overall, what did you think of his outing today?
Really good. Again, he was rolling. It was almost, you know, when he gave up the three runs, it was unexpected, you know, when he starts rolling like that, like he did through the first four. You know, gave up a couple of, you know, long fly balls after that, but again, pitches six innings, three runs, wins a game. That's what he does.
What does it say about Juan coming into this sort of environment? A lot of emotion for him coming back to this ballpark, but he harnesses it and has a great night.
Yeah, I mean, I asked him if that was his first homer here after he hit that home run, but, you know, he just loves playing. He loves playing here. You know, the fans give him a great reception, rightly so. Probably a little bit more playing here for him than anywhere else.
You trade four home runs for hits with runners in scoring position?
I just looked at that. I noticed that. Yeah. You know, we had some homers. They're in scoring position where they're home plate, right?
What have you noticed about Juan's kind of his ability to rise to the moment? He's always seemed to have done that throughout his career. He did it last year in the playoffs. He comes back here and does what he did today. Does he, like, savor these kind of moments more?
You know, it's a better question for him, but it certainly feels like that. And watching him through his career, you know, big home runs, World Series, you know, at a young age, all those type of things would suggest, yeah, for sure.
Another nice night by the bullpen. Their streak does get cut, but how effective have they been lately?
They've been great. I mean, look, they, you know, whether we're down, whether we're ahead, they, you know, give us a chance to win and hold it down when we are ahead. So we continue to, you look at our pitching numbers as a whole, we've gotten a lot better here recently, and, you know, the bullpen has a lot to do with it.
You got a chance to manage those two young guys for the Nationals have. Can you just talk about the future you see for CJ and McKenzie?
They have really bright futures. As you saw with, you know, CJ today, he's a shortstop with power. He's got speed. You know, he's still at a young age. He looks very confident out there. He's always been a real confident player. I think that's one of his best attributes is, you know, he always thinks he's going to get a hit. He always thinks he's going to make a play. And then, you know, Mac, watching him from the other side is pretty good. So, you know, we were lucky to get him on the run early there and get the home run off him. But, you know, he's got strikeout stuff. Hearing the guys, you know, talk about, you know, how his stuff plays when they come back. Fastball's on you. It's on top of you. It's top of the zone. Good extension. And obviously has two good breaking pitches. They're both going to be really good players.
That was Padres manager Bob Melvin from Washington following this 7-4 win against the Washington Nationals. And you heard Bob Melvin talk about Juan Soto, talk about C.J. Abrams, and, of course, Mackenzie Gore involved in this game as well, the starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals. So, really, those three players had their fingerprints all over this game here tonight. All of them, obviously, part of that trade last summer. For Juan Soto, he had a terrific game, three hits, Two runs scored, including a home run, a stolen base, a walk for Juan Soto, a very good game for him in his old home as he continues, for the most part, over the last few weeks to really show some excellent signs of becoming that hitter that the Padres hope they had traded for and obviously has had his struggles. But in an overall sense, even though we detailed in the pregame show in the last week or so, it hadn't been as good for Juan Soto. But this game here today did some great things. Couple of singles, the home run in the seventh inning. Mackenzie Gore goes 4 2/3 innings for the Nationals. 3 earned runs given up. The Padres did a wonderful job in this game, making Mackenzie Gore work early in the game. Gore threw over 50 pitches in the first two innings of this game, and that ended up being a significant part of this game because the Padres would get to the Nationals' bullpen. Erasmo Ramirez giving up the run in the sixth inning, then 3 runs in the seventh inning on the 2 home runs to Soto and Cronenworth. And again, the Padres, 7 runs on 12 hits. You'll take that. You heard Bob Melvin mention what we mentioned right before we went to Bob Melvin, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, but here tonight, we won't worry too much about that. You would still like to see the Padres do better in those opportunities. But like I said to somebody on Twitter a little bit earlier, I mean, I really don't care what they do with runners in scoring position if they score 7 runs on 12 hits and hit home runs, because the truth is, while the runners in scoring position number has been an issue now for a while, we all know that, as long as the Padres score runs and win games, you'll take it, and that's what the Padres did here in this game tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.